The Case of the Cool Canary, a play by Sarah Maxwell in the style of a Hollywood comedy thriller of the 1930s, with Francis Matthews as Dick George and Margaret Robertson as Dora George.
Oh.
Good morning, Mr. George.
Down, Pastor. Mornings seem to arrive earlier with every birthday. Why is that, do you suppose, Bloor?
I fear, sir, that I have prepared your breakfast a trifle in advance of your usual hour.
You surely don't mean that the big hand and the little hand are not yet huddled cozily together at the stroke of noon?
There is, sir, a lady without.
Now, really, Bloor, you know better than to tempt me that way. A lady without what?
Without almost everything, I fear, sir. She appeared on one's doorstep a few minutes ago, clad only in a silk garment, with pink ribbon at what there is of the top, and black lace at what there is of the bottom.
And is the lady...
I am not an authority on such things, sir, but I should say that the young person was quite nicely put together.
Well, good heavens, man, why are we dawdling over the papaya juice like this? My dressing gown, forthwith, if you please. The one that matches my eyes.
Here we are, sir. The yellow shot silk.
That was a definite foul, Bloor. I'd mail you back to England, but I'm afraid they'd construe it as an act of aggression.
Yes, sir.
Come along, Pastor. Good morning. Good heavens. What have you done to her? She seems to have fainted.
Oh.
Now, take it easy, kid. You're with friends. I'm Dick George.
I'm Ruth Ann Rogers. Oh, Mr. George, you've got to help me. They're going to kill me. Oh.
Yeah, out cold again. I wonder what causes that.
A brandy, sir?
Really? She doesn't look the type. Husband, would you say, Bloor, or lover?
Oh, husband, sir, decidedly. A lover wouldn't be so patient.
In that case, I'll carry Sleeping Beauty to the bedroom, and you open the front door. Pastor will defend you. From under the couch. If I hear shots, I'll lock myself in and call the cops.
Thank you, sir.
Don't mention it.
Well, at last. I was beginning to think I'd have to use my key. Good morning, Bloor.
Good morning, Mrs. George. How nice to see you again. May I get you some breakfast?
Oh, coffee would be wonderful. Colombian. My maid hasn't your touch with the grinder.
Yes, madam.
Why, Dora, darling. What an unexpected pleasure. And what an ingenious evening gown. So nice to see my money being well spent.
Thank you, Dickie. Every time I sign a check, I think of you.
I feel strangely moved.
I do so like to support a good cause. And after all, if it wasn't for my alimony, you might throw your money away on something silly, like Bloor's back wages. If he ever got what you owe him, he'd leave you in a minute.
Mm.
So you see, you have a great deal to thank me for.
I'll tell my accountant. He will be surprised.
Your coffee, madam.
Oh, thank you so much. It smells delicious. Perhaps the young lady would care for some.
Young lady, madam?
Oh, Bloor, darling. You know Mr. George never could keep a secret from me. Why do you think I bought the apartment next door? There I was, putting my little old key into my little old lock, and there she was in her little old satin scanties ringing your little old doorbell.
So you thought you'd get your little old self right on in here to protect me?
Well, after all, darling, what are ex-wives for?
I've often wondered.
Where have you hidden her?
In the bedroom. She passed out on me.
Well, my goodness. You never used to play so rough.
Variety is the spice of life.
I better go take a look at her. I have a lot of medical experience.
And we all know just whose office you got it in.
Well, don't just lie there, Pastor. Come out and bite him. Oh, dear. I'm sorry to have to tell you she looks even prettier up close.
Mm.
Oh, Mr. George, I remember. I came to ask for your help.
How did you get over here in that, without causing a riot?
I escaped from the apartment below. They've been keeping me prisoner there for 2
Sample complete. Ready to continue?